And let's go next to Wall Street, which continues to feel the effects of the subprime mortgage crisis. The brokerage company Merrill Lynch said it had its first quarterly loss in 6 years. That's largely because of big losses in the mortgage business. At the same time, Bank of America said it was laying off 3,000 people after big losses last quarter. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been following this story. He joins us now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How much trouble are these companies in?
Well, you remember a few months ago we were talking a lot about the subprime mortgage crisis. We're now sort of seeing the third quarter earnings reports coming in, so we're beginning to get a sense of exactly what that meant for banks and financial services companies, and they're hurting. All of the big Wall Street firms are hurting, just some of them are hurting more than others. Bank of America's profits, for instance, were down 32% last quarter. They said that last week. And that was because of trading losses. Yesterday, the company said it was shaking up its global corporate and investment banking division. The head of the division is being replaced by somebody else. It announced 3,000 layoffs. That's about 1.5% of its staff. Merrill Lynch said yesterday that it had its first loss in 6 years last quarter. Wachovia and Citicorp have also said that their profits were down, again, because of trading losses in subprime. So a lot of trouble out there in Wall Street.
Jim, I got to tell you, if you have some fly-by-night mortgage company that goes bust, you're not too surprised by that. But to have Merrill Lynch say we have to write down $5 billion worth of debt, and then it turns out not to be enough, and they have to add another $2 billion, that's surprising.
Yeah, well, you know, the mortgage securities business has been very profitable in recent years. All these firms sort of saw it as a great way to make money, and now they did that. Now they're trying to sort of figure out what the damages are. Merrill Lynch, as you say, used to be this company that made money by managing people's wealth and acting as a stockbroker. Stan O'Neill, the chief executive, has tried to take the firm into all of these new areas like collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities. And these are precisely the kinds of investments that have been really hurt by the calamity in subprime. O'Neill basically said yesterday when he was talking to investors that the company had done a bad job of risk analysis, which outside of Wall Street means, you know, they kind of got in over their heads.
Mm. Jim, I want to know if there's a way that this bad news is good in a sense, because I recall over the summer, part of the great uncertainty, part of the reason it was a crisis is nobody seemed to know how much money was being lost and how much risk was out there. Is it helpful to know now that Merrill Lynch has lost this much money or Bank of America has lost this much money?
It is helpful. The problem is that they still don't have a grip on exactly how much they lost in many cases. And that's a problem on Wall Street. Investors don't like surprises. As long as there are these uncertainties about how much people have lost out there, it's a problem. When Wachovia, for instance, announced its profit decline earlier this month, it said the deal flow has slowed and investors are skittish in the face of liquidity challenges, which means until it becomes clearer how deep these losses have been, there's going to be sort of a cloud hanging over Wall Street and also over the economy as a whole because this affects the housing market.
NPR's Jim Zeroli, thanks very much.
You're welcome.